Listen up, Gordon. Pull back to the dry sand and keep two to cover the cargo vans. Those bugs could eat the tires off the rims in a heartbeat. Form a break with you at the center and use the flamethrower if they get close.
Even as they watched on the monitors, a man tripped in the wet sand and fell. The rest of the people kept going, leaving him behind. Slipping and sliding in the muck, the man finally got to his feet, only to scream as he saw a millipede crawling across his chest. Rearing its head, the insect buried its pinchers into his flesh and started sawing off a piece. He grabbed the bug and tried to pull it loose, its hundreds of legs ripping the skin off his fingers. Then another bug bit him in the leg, and he dropped, wailing in agony. The portside 50 cal banged once, and the man dropped lifeless into the bloody water. The bugs converged on the twitching corpse and started a feeding frenzy.
Roger that, Chief.
The bald man's picture on the vid monitor was slightly out of sync with his words.
We'll keep the hull cold in case you folks have to get on board.
Fuck that. You get hot and stay that way. Pump as much electricity through the chassis as the bus bars can carry. If the bugs get inside too, you'll be spamming a can for their dinner. Now move!
Unhappy at the orders, Gordon just nodded. His picture began to shake as Warwag 2 started pulling back, with the cargo vans already pushing ahead. Rolling the big wags into the muddy water, Trader could see the people splashing frantically toward the machine. Friend or foe, it made no difference when millipedes were on your tail. Close behind them, the muddy water seemed to boil in a black, shiny patch 20 feet wide and about as long. That was a nuking lot of bugs. On a side monitor, a camera had zoomed in for a close shot of the muties. The bodies were segmented, the rear pinchers arched like a scorpion about to strike, and the front pinchers were snapping with the sound of crumpling paper there were so many. Jessica's hands poised above the fire control panel.
Missiles armed. Too late.
Kate grabbed her Ingram and armed the blaster.
At this range, the blast would chill the people, and they got kids.
Jake stared out the front window.
So what do we do? Light our flamethrower? Use the Grenz?
Wait for it.
Kate stood behind the man, her hands on a ceiling stanchion.
Wait for it. Now, charge!
The huge machine rolled forward, its headlights flaring and the air horn sounding like the clarion call of doomsday. The terrified people darted away from the vehicle as it continued onward until reaching the bugs. Suddenly, the camera showed the fat insects everywhere, and a skittering noise came from the sides and roof.
Zap them! Quarter power!
Quarter? But that's not enough to... Oh, right.
The man smiled in understanding and dialed down the voltage to barely enough to stun a human and flipped the switch. The monitors went crazy, scrambling and flickering as the raw current pulsed through the armored hull. From every direction there came high-pitched keens, and a score of the insects splashed into the water, stunned or dead. As the monitors cleared, Kate saw the people still moving. The low voltage dissipated through the yards of water, not enough to slow them. But those bugs in direct contact with the metal hull were fried. Not all, but enough.
Hit him again!
Kate watched the screens. The surviving bugs were concentrating on the killer thing in their midst, the splashing meat momentarily forgotten.
Again!
She watched the reserve power gauges drop quickly.
Again!
Roberta was at the periscope.
Almost there. Just another sec. Okay, they're on dry sand.
The traitor bared her teeth in a feral grin.
About goddamn time. Now give me full power, everything we got.
The lights and monitors went out as the nuke batteries put every bolt through the defense grid welded onto the outer hull. Keening screams sounded in every direction, and several of the insects on the plexiglass windshield burst into flames, blue sparks crawling over their dripping wet bodies. The crackling continued for several minutes, the water around the Warwag starting to steam until the reserve banks were exhausted. As Jake released the switch, the engine started once more, and everything came back online. Then a monitor winked out as a fuse blew, a curl of smoke rising from under the control board. One of the men rushed to fix the matter, while the others took stock of their own equipment, flipping switches and checking meters. Jake spun in his chair toward Kate.
No significant damage, Chief.
That we know of.
Roberto frowned, trying to see the muddy ground below the wag, but the angle was wrong. Then suddenly an alarm sounded and a red light flashed on the damage board. Jessica worked the controls.
Nuking hell! We got a fire in the kitchen!
A monitor came to life and showed swirling smoke, laced with fiery orange.
There must have been some arcing through the shutters.
Kate pointed to three of the gunners.
You, and you. Go handle it. Foam only, no water, until you're sure it was an arc and not a live short circuit.
Grabbing pre-dark pressurized cans from wall mounts, the men rush down the corridor and out of sight.
Kill that alarm!
The WAG went quiet. Going to the transponder, she took a hand mic from a rack and pressed the transmit switch.
Gordon, you copy?
We're here, Chief. There's smoke coming out your ass. Port side.
We got a team on it already. What about the bugs?
I think you got them all. Can't see any movement on this side.
Which didn't mean shit, since the muties were notoriously hard to ace. Even the ones lying under the water might still be alive, just unconscious for a while. They could have found a chink in the armor and were burrowing into the WAG as she tried to decide what to do. Seconds counted now.
We're going to have to do a hard wreck.
The trader took the Stetson hat off the wall and patted it into place on her head.
Gordon, get ready to burn us in case of trouble.
There was a brief, reluctant pause. Then the second-in-command of WarWag 2 replied.
Confirmed, Chief. Will do.
Get hard, everyone.
Everybody grabbed a blaster from the wall rack or pulled a weapon from beneath the seats.
Harry, get the door.
Before obeying, the guard checked the ammo clip in his M16 and the 40mm Gran in the stubby launcher attached under the main barrel. Now ready, the man threw the bolts and opened the door. The curved section of hull swung down on well-greased hinges and hit the inch-deep water with a rippling splash. A millipede fell onto the ramp from above and started inside the WAG. Little bastard had to have been sitting on the weather strip used to make the door airtight. Firing from the hip, she hosed the steps and sparks flew as the 9mm rounds ricocheted around the yard-long bug. Then it reared to strike, pinchers wildly snapping, and Roberto fired his shotgun. The sawed-off double barrel blew a hellstorm of soft lead through the doorway, and the millipede exploded into pieces, pink blood gushing from the tattered remains. Jumping outside into the wet sand, Kate spun fast and cursed as she saw more of the millipedes alive and moving. Another dozen had survived by being on the rubber tires. Unable to shoot without blowing the tires, the woman kicked the nearest bug hard with her boot. Hissing loudly, it dropped off the wheel and started for her, wiggling through the mud when the guard cut loose with his M16, the pre-dark hardball ammo chewing the bug to pieces. But the scent of blood seemed to drive the others mad, and now millipedes dropped off the WAG in a dozen places, hitting with little splashes, and then starting after the traitor, some submerged and others in plain view. Firing a line before the insects to hold them back, the guard emptied another clip into the muties as Roberto hit the water and thundered flame at the creatures. Then the rest of the control room crew came out the doorway and splashed into the fight, hammering the bugs in a cacophony of firepower. Jessica cried out and fell backward into the salt mud, a millipede clinging to her boot, the pincers sawing away. Kate slashed out with her bowie knife and cut off a dozen of the creature's legs. Hissing in pain, it stopped attacking Jessica and turned to snap at the traitor. Shoving her blaster into its mouth, she squeezed off a burst and the bug erupted from within, guts flying everywhere. As the fighting slowed, the people turned to inspect the transport, firing around here and there, extracting millipedes from inside the barrels of the 40mm Gren launchers, an exhaust pipe, and an unmanned machine gun blister. As a bug hit the water, the nearest person would stomp on it with a boot in the middle of the body where the pinchers couldn't reach, and somebody else would blow off its head. Once the tactic was worked out, the slaughter continued relentlessly until there were no more of the monsters to find.